Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. And should be seen as a great day. Those last two calls reaffirmed with me some of the big things, not just the direct cash with these tax cut bills, but some of the broader things that are going to happen because of this. They ought to reaffirm a really positive end to this year. I'd love to hear from you. Are you feeling it with this, though? And again, I love the caller, Lee, who said, yeah, what are Starbucks, Amazon, and Apple going to do now? Apple particularly rubs me the wrong way. I thought the NFL was too big to fail. Apple has maybe proven that, though. Yeah, you know where their labor is and all, yet they prattle on with the liberal speak. What are they going to do for their workers? They're going to do what Comcast is going to do? How many companies are going to step up in that manner? Rather than just a bonus, that this is going to make for added competition, which will raise wages. Joining us to break some of this down is Bob Poduchik. He is the Republican National Committee co-chair. Bob joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bob, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom, thank you. I really appreciate it. And as you were saying, it was quite a day yesterday. We've made some history, but more importantly, we put money back into the pockets of American working families, and we've putting an even playing field for companies that have to compete in Europe and Asia. It's a great day all around.
Now, that first one, people will see that in February, and then the media narrative will start to go down, because right now, Bob, I think it's difficult. A lot of people are not getting how fully this will reduce their taxes. Talk radio and a couple of other venues are the only place you get it. The rest are trying to attack it. But let's talk about the corporate part. It was very positive yesterday, but I still have some people skeptical that corporate America is going to do what Comcast and others did yesterday.
Well, I'll tell you, that was a huge surprise to me. Beyond expectations, some of these companies that have come out of the gate saying that this is so important to them, they're going to pass this on to their employees. But that's not really what was designed. Don't get me wrong, this is a great effect, and I think we're going to see other companies do this. But when these companies have the opportunity to not only pay less in taxes, but to bring back money from overseas and invest that in the United States, that's going to happen. I mean, they understand that they've got a short window here. President Trump's going to be president for another 7 years, so they're going to have someone who understands business and has business-friendly policies by removing regulations and cutting taxes. They're not going to wait around for the next Barack Obama or Democrat that's going to come in and try to jam them up again. So the real stimulus that's going to come out of this is when those companies start making decisions immediately to expand, do new facilities, hire more people. And, you know, we've already seen tremendous amount of economic growth and development here in the last 6 months because of President Trump's policies of removing regulation. I mean, I think a lot of people are very, very optimistic about what this is going to do for our economy.
Well, absolutely. And you're right. That's about the only thing other than his confidence, and that confidence rubs off in his mantra. Why can't we do 3% growth? Heaven forbid 4% growth, which would really be, I know we've done that before, but given the climate after 8 years of Obama and the expectations, that would be huge. But talk a little bit, because this has been something I would say up until this tax cut bill, Gorsuch is the big win. But what Trump has been able to do outside of Congress, essentially, through all these federal regulations and removing, cutting those things, that is an underplayed story of 2017.
Well, it is, because it doesn't really fit the narrative for what the mainstream media, and I'm careful about that, because mainstream media is the one we're talking about here that refuses to deal with this issues. But there have been over 1,500 regulations that have been withdrawn or delayed. You know, 600 of those were withdrawn, 240 of those were made inactive, and 700 were delayed. I mean, the federal agencies achieved $8 billion in lifetime net regulatory cost savings. That's $570 million a year. You know, you don't hear about this stuff, as you say. I mean, and I'll go back to the what you said a little bit earlier, is that the popularity of this bill is not very high, and there's people that are skeptical. Well, that doesn't surprise me at all, because the Democrats have been on a full court press to derail this and to attack it with lies. I mean, one of the biggest lies that they've been putting out there is that people are going to lose their health care because of this, and that's been debunked even by the liberal Washington Post. I think the real thing about this, though, is the media and the Democrats that have tried to tear this thing down, now that it's the law of the land, and we see the changes and the economy mm-hmm. grows, and you start seeing it already, it's going to put Democrats like Bob Casey in a bad spot, because Bob Casey had a choice. He could have voted for the interests of working families in Pennsylvania. Instead, he decided to sign up with Chuck Schumer and Elizabeth Warren.
That is a great point. There is no getting around it. This is very clean. If this fails, and I don't see any way that it can really, then Republicans own it. If it succeeds, yes. Democrats have no ownership of anything. They're the people that are coming in, breaking the windows and trying to burn down the house. They have no ownership here.
Right. And look, the president hasn't even signed this yet, and we're already seeing working men and women at AT&T, Comcast, Wells Fargo, and many other companies are already going to immediately benefit by this. And I tell you, the Democrats, they have gotten so bought into this left-wing philosophy that that all this stuff is bad, and they're blinded by their hatred for the president, that they're really missing out on this. They're right. Someone's going to rue the day, but it's going to be Democrats like Bob Casey, who had a chance to vote for working families on this tax bill, and he decided to stay with, you know, the ultra-left wing of the Democratic Party.
Well, you're right. And I think people come February, when we start to see this, if people see in their paycheck, which they will, these cuts and the money going to them, and they start to see more of corporate America responding, they are not going to worry that corporate America stockholders might be benefiting, because they're benefiting too.
Right, right. And I'll tell you, the other thing is, you know, a lot of people got thanked yesterday by the president, you know, folks in Congress, and it was a great victory lap. But I think it's important to also thank the voters of Pennsylvania that helped elect Donald Trump, because without them turning Pennsylvania red last year for the president, something that hadn't been done in decades, without that support, we wouldn't be celebrating this today.
I am still in shock. I was here live, and I've learned, Bob, knowing Pennsylvania politics, my expectations were, oh, my God, this is really finally going to happen. I don't want to jinx it. You're right. This has been a long, long, tough, tough road here in Pennsylvania. Every time we thought we had it, it's a very difficult state. It's a critical state. And I have to commend the RNC and a couple of others. You guys are not resting on your laurels. You get it. The media narrative is going to ratchet up against this. You guys got to be out there talking about the reality right. of what this is doing constantly. And we need to urge as many Republicans, they ought to be beating down our door to demand to come on and, you know, take a point that maybe the media is not covering, and hammer that home with people as this continues to grow.
Well, one of the things, though, is, you know, it's easy to get caught up in the media's kind of echo chamber and lose track. But let me tell you something I think that you take some heart in. The RNC has raised over $120 million this year, and most of that has been contributions of $200 or less. That's the grassroots. That's working men and women that wanted real change to happen in Washington, D.C. They see the president, the Republican Congress, delivering on that change, and they make their $10, $15, $20 contribution, whatever it is they can help. due to help, and they're sending that, and that's a huge advantage for us. We've raised twice as much as the Democrats this year. We have roughly 10 times what they have cash on hand, and it's a reflection of the fact that the grassroots, that the people outside in regular Americans recognize what this president, what the Republicans in Congress are doing, and they rewarded us with their support.
It's also a testament to competency of you and Ronna Romney McDaniel and others there that are doing the right things, technically to make all this happen.
Well, Dom, you're very kind, but there's a lot of people involved in this, and I'm just one guy from Akron, Ohio, trying to do my part. But I tell you, if it weren't for folks like you on conservative talk radio that are helping us carry the message, I mean, where would people get the facts and the truth on these things? And it's a sad state of affairs when the mainstream media refuses to talk about the president's success, refuses to give us a fair shake on these accomplishments when they occur. But you know what? Last year we proved we can win elections without those folks, and I think next year, we're going to win elections without those folks. I think Bob Casey's going to retire next year. He used to be a really moderate Democrat, an ideal Democrat. He's changed so much on the pro-life issue and so many other things.
Well, Bob, he's woke. That's what he says. He's woke now. He's been saying that.
It's crazy stuff, man.
It really is. Hey, Bob, thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you and everybody at the RNC. And please do come back again soon.
Dom, I look forward to it. Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners. And again, thank you to the people of Pennsylvania that helped make this happen.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.